Demonstrators braved the rain in Champaign-Urbana's Campus Town shopping district in front of a store that sells items featuring Chief Alanowicz.
BOP, can't you see what this man got done to me? BOP.
The BOT is the U of I Board of Trustees, and a resolution to retire the chief was expected to be the hot spot on their June 17th agenda. But Trustee Francis Carroll, who was to sponsor the resolution, is instead co-sponsoring another one, which calls for finding a solution to the chief controversy through a consensus of the concerned parties. Joe, a demonstrator who didn't want to give his full name, says the new resolution is biased in favor of keeping the chief.
And we're very disappointed by Carol's position on that. In my view, she's pretty much just selling us out. You know, we can't just wait around for her to negotiate for us. We need to take stance ourselves.
Is looking for consensus, do you feel that's useful?
Well, you know, the university spent $500,000 on this in the past, and they, in their own words, said there is no compromise on this.
The no compromise conclusion came from a 2002 report to the board from then-trustee Roger Plummer. But now some trustees think the two sides can come together, and Roger Huddleston of the Honor the Chief Society agrees. Huddleston talks about a lunch he had with one of the organizers of a billboard campaign which called earlier this year for retiring Chief Alanowicz. Huddleston wouldn't name the anti-chief activist, but says he found himself reaching across the table to shake hands with him three times on areas where they found common ground.
First off, that there had to be integrity in anything that came out. There had to be. There had to be a listening, a real listening, a real dialogue. And that had to happen. And that there also had to be a respect for consensus. Those were things that really fueled the fire for me. And while they didn't have the specifics, those are building blocks that a consensus and a solution can be built upon.
The consensus resolution doesn't say what that solution will be. But for Huddleston, the solution includes continuing the chief and expanding his role as a university symbol. He says Chief Alanowicz can be used to build bridges with Native Americans and even be a spokesman for their concerns.
Chief Alanowicz is the one common geographic ancestor that we all have. It's the one thing we have in common. And if diversity is to bring us together and we're to celebrate it, not drive us apart, what greater ambassador could we have than a Native American?
That's not how Leonard Malater views the chief. Malater is a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes and works at Chicago's Native American Education Services College. He says Chief Alanowicz bolsters stereotypes about Native Americans, fueling hostile treatment he's experienced personally. He says his own son dropped out of school because other students continually mocked his heritage.
And so we're fighting a battle here that people don't realize, they don't understand what is going on. And so their consensus is, yes, we aren't hurting anybody. Let's keep it. It's our chief. I mean, who the hell are these Indians to tell us we got to get rid of it? And they don't understand the harm that it does to the Native American people.
Malater plans to speak out against Chief Alanowicz during the public comments section of Thursday's Board of Trustees meeting. Nick Klitzing of the campus group Students for Chief Alanowicz plans to attend, too. He says he expects the chief will stay.
In what form, I'm not sure, but I'm very confident that Chief Alanowicz will remain the symbol of the University of Illinois.
Klitzing says he's sure a consensus can be built to keep Chief Alanowicz at the U of I. But for many vocal chief opponents, consensus looks like a Trojan horse. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.